It's time for the Zookeeper Roadmap Podcast, where Joseph and Sheldon teach you everything they're learning on becoming zookeepers and answer any questions any future zookeepers or marine mammal trainers have. And now, here are your hosts, Joseph and Sheldon. Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Zookeeper Roadmap Podcast. I am your host, Joseph, along with Sheldon.
How's it going?
And today, we are going to talk about diversity, communication, and connections. As all of those are important in this field of zookeeping and marine mammal training as well. So let's buckle up those seatbelts because it's time for another Zookeeper Roadmap Podcast. So as everyone might know, this is February and there's an importance to February because it is Black History Month. And we are celebrating Black History Month. And actually, I would like to bring Sheldon in on this, as he is very familiar with this.
Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate that. Yes, I am definitely very familiar with African American History Month, as probably all of you guys are. If you guys are not aware, yes, I am in African American zookeeper, so I really appreciate that title I have earned. As you know, there is not that many people of color that are in the zoo field. There are some out there, and I know quite a few of them that are very amazing people to meet, both in the zoological field and marine mammal field. Some of you guys have met them as well, so you could definitely give them a little extra, you know, like recognition this month if you would like to. But it's a very important month for history for not only people like me as keepers, but all African Americans out there and everyone in the world to know about the history and what's happened over the time and years in February.
Why, thank you for that, Mr. Sheldon. We appreciate you for highlighting that. And we appreciate the work that you do and how you are a valuable member of the zookeeping field.
Well, thank you, as we all are valuable, no matter your race, gender, anything. All keepers, everyone is very valuable. Yes, so thank you.
So yes, we thank you for everyone that is, we do thank everyone as far as diversity, and we honor Black History Month. Now moving along, how about communication? Why is communication important in this field? Communication is important in this field for many reasons. It helps you communicate what you're doing with the animals or how you're actually communicating with the animals. Even though we don't communicate like me and Sheldon do or communicate like you and your friends do, we still communicate to the animals what we want them to do. Sheldon can also explain how that happens as well, or I could explain too, whichever.
We can feed off each other, but communication is important, obviously in the zoo field, but I think any field, any daily lives, because we're humans, we communicate, animals communicate, but communication is really important. I think it's important to communicate, obviously with animals, but also with your team members and with your audience. So part of my job is obviously working with animals, so communicating to them what I would like them to do is important. Also communicating to the team, A big thing us as keepers is every day we have a meeting and we talk about what our plan is for the day or for the week, especially if it's any big animal news or behavior. So communicating is just helps everybody stay on the same page, especially if you've been gone for a few days or you don't know what's going on. It's good to stay in the loop because communication is important. As a team or one team, everyone's thoughts and opinions and voice matter. So being able to communicate, in my opinion, is a very important aspect of being in a work field or anywhere in success. Communication is what we do every day. A lot of people don't communicate sometimes, and as you can see, if you don't communicate, things can go wrong, as we probably all have stories. But communicating, I think, with my team and what I've seen over the years is very important, especially if there's anything going with animals. When I do my presentations and talk to people, I'm communicating what I'm talking about with an animal, like what guests want to know, like fun facts, fun stories. They definitely love to learn about like the animal like personalities, like what they like, their age, and people communicate to me what they want to know. So that's the part of connecting. When we're out there, we're making connections. In fact, our presentations are called Wildlife Connections. We're connecting people with wildlife so they can learn about them, have fun at seeing them, and just get a better understanding of what that animal is. So that just ties back how communication is just so important in the field, and especially with animals. I mean, people come there to see animals. That's connecting. They're communicating to you, like when they're clapping and cheering, taking pictures, they're communicating that they obviously want to see animals. They definitely enjoy it. So that's a really big important factor with communication, especially in the zoological and marine biology field. Joseph can also put some input on that for sure with communication.
Yes, that is also something that I also experienced, especially at Nurtured by Nature, because I would communicate in the group chat that we have, and if they needed me to wait on feeding one of the animals to do a training session with that animal, then I would hold off on feeding the animal and at least clean the habitat before the training session. So yeah, communication is definitely number one.
Yes, like I said, couldn't put it better yourself. So I think communication should be a really important thing everyone should practice. So like we mentioned earlier, because it's important. If you don't communicate, people don't know things, nothing gets done. Simple as that. If you think about it, every day we communicate. We communicate, news people, news anchors communicate, the news to everybody, or there might be a post on social media or something, or a new email. Like we use communication, 24/7. We may not know it, but communication literally is part of our daily lives with anything. I'm going down the rabbit hole another day.
It's all good. And connections. Connections is another big one. I know that with connecting with guests or connecting with the animals that you're working with, those are big important things. And without building that connection with the animals that you're working with, you won't have that level of trust. And if you don't have that level of trust, it's kind of hard to work with those animals, but that's what building those connections is all about. And especially working with people or guests, connecting with each other is also important. Now, what can you say to that?
Yes, definitely. The guests are probably the most important part of the zoo. I know we think animals are important, but really it's the guests because, as you know, most places can't run without the guests. Guests come to see the animals. We get a lot of donations from guests, donors, and without them, a lot of missions can't be possible: conservation, species survival plans, building new habitats, shows, anything like that. And I'm sure a lot of you guys listening who either want to become like a zookeeper or a mammal trainer, were once guests and got connected, inspired to become one, and that's because either something happened, reconnected with an animal, a moment you saw something for the first time, you touched an animal. That's just a small amount of examples of like things that can happen with connections. I mean, when I was younger and I went to the zoo and I saw like elephants for the first time, like I connected because it was amazing. Like I've seen them on TV all the time, but seeing it in one person is very different. You feel that connection, and it kind of like inspires, lights that fire or spark for you to pursue your dreams and do what you love to do. That's something I tell people come to the zoo. Like, my favorite part of my day is talking to guests, because guests always want to talk, and guests, they want to meet keepers. That's a big thing why keeper chats have become really popular. People want to learn from the keepers, like, what are days like? What do we do? What's the animals? Every day, people ask me, like, how did you get this job? Or what's your favorite part of the job? Or who's your favorite animal? Like, they want to know. Like, that's really, like, just part of the connections is, and they want to know what it's like. Our interns that come in, they get connected because they're learning how to be a zookeeper and learning what it's like. And that helps them inspire them to pursue what they want to do. So, really, connecting with your animal, with your people is important. Obviously, connecting with an animal, you build a strong bond and trust, but that helps take care of an animal. I know many species that if you don't have a bond of trust with them, not much you can really do with them. I recently trained a hippo to get his X-ray done in his tooth, and that was a really important critical moment. It may not seem like much. People always think like, oh, I just want to train an animal, do all these really cool behaviors and stuff. And really, the big thing is that relationship, because it really helps out in, say, a life and death situation where you need an animal to cooperate or hold still for something, for an injection, or maybe come back to you, something that's happening. So, little tiny thing that I've learned over the years is like the simple things really help out. One of the first things I'm literally learning as a zookeeper is you need that relationship and that bond of connection. If you don't have a relationship with your animal, that can be very serious. And doing the simple things of bonding with them, building a strong bond of trust, is one of the most important things you really need to worry about and focus on. Not just a cool behavior, it's literally in the basic down of the animal coming to you and actually looking at you is very important over some other things. And Joseph, I know you've made some connections too, and for how your zookeeping career right now and anywhere.
Are we talking about animal connections or human connections? I'm joking.
Both are important.
Yeah, I have made connections both at Nurtured by Nature and at the Safari Park. Both of which are definitely an essential part of this field, especially when you work with the animals, it definitely helps to know how the animal is doing, especially if you have worked closely with the animals, and it helps to know what's going on in the day-to-day lives, especially of people you work with too, so that way you know how to help support that person. If you all get my gist.
Oh no, we get it. Support and connections, like literally going hand to hand. Like literally everything we're talking about today pretty much follows each other and goes hand in hand in suit with the other. You can't have one without the other, in my opinion.
I agree. You cannot have one without the other. You can't have diversity without communication. You can't have communication without that connection. So each of these three are big things that help in this field or in any field. But I will say it does help in this field for sure.
Oh, yes.
Don't hate me, but what's the
Too
first
late.
animal
I'm
that
just
you
kidding.
actually had that connection with, why don't you explain about
Oh, put me on the spot, why don't you? Okay.
that?
Well. That's a pretty good question. So, I guess the first animal, I mean, besides my pet at home, maybe my dog, I guess the first, like, I guess you could say more exotic animal I built a connection with was a hippo named Moyo. I still love that guy, he's amazing. He's a male hippo at Busch Gardens, and he's the first animal that really taught me about training. And he was a very smart male. But when we first met each other, it was really interesting. Like, he liked me, but he loved to test me all the time. Like, he loved to do things to test my patience, try to get away with a couple of things. And he was like the first animal that really built a strong bond with me. Like, I spent a very long time getting to know him, working with him, and to this day, he still tests me here and there. But this is really cool to see a relationship with me. I had to do some amazing things with him, like doing his X-ray, giving him fun things. And the more I got to learn about him, the more I got to learn about myself, like me as a keeper, how I can train and work with these animals. And they are amazing. I've never met a hippo. Please do. It's amazing. They are super smart, super personal. They can hold a grudge, too, fun fact. But they're just amazing to work with. And you learn so much from them. And what you think would not surprise you about them. They're amazing, but me connecting with him just really taught me about like patience, especially with zookeeping, and commitment, and what really goes into it. Like, you put a lot of work into your animal and they give it back to you. There were several instances where I was training with Moyo, and then we have other trainers up there, and sometimes he would leave the trainers to come to me or come see me first, which was kind of like a weird thing. Like, oh, you have a really strong bond and trust in them. There were some occasions where people would call his name and he wouldn't come over. He see me and come running over to me or running with me, and they notice like, hey, he really has a strong bond with you. I'm like, yeah, he's one of my favorite dudes. Like, I love Moya. Also, he's just an amazing fellow, what he does, and getting like to know that. And like, I met some other animals, I met some bonds, but the Moyos is definitely like a special one for me. Those are like the first like big animal that really like kind of, I don't say the word chose me, but like really started connecting with me. And I'm sure a lot of people who are keepers, animals, have pets, have had that throughout their lives. Even if it's like a dog, cat, or fish, you name it, an animal builds that bond and trust with you, it's really special. And you definitely like appreciate it. And like, it's something that's really amazing. Like, I can feel his breath on my face. I'm hippos breathe in very deeply. You can feel that deep breath or hear his song. Like, you can start looking in his eye, like, you know, he's looking at you. He's just an amazing fella.
Why, thank you for that, Sheldon. Sorry for putting you on the spotlight there.
It's okay. It's what I do. Literally, my job is put me on the spot, do something with an animal. Animals change your plans in your day.
I am guessing that all of you are probably going to want to know what animal I've had a connection with.
Oh, please do. Please tell.
Sheldon knows this one very well, especially when I would talk to him about this animal.
Oh, all the time. Go ahead. This is going to be a surprising mail for you guys. It's not a hippo, just fun fact.
No, it's not a hippo, but it is an animal that does love water too. It is a capybara. This capybara's name is Strawberry. That's right. Strawberry the capybara from Nurtured by Nature. I would say he's definitely a unique animal. Definitely one that the relationship does take time. He can test you. He would test me a lot. But I think that's one of the things I enjoyed about him is because he was very unique and he's an animal that you have to really know what you're doing with when cleaning his habitat, 'cause he is one of those animals that you just never know what you're gonna walk into. But yeah, Strawberry would be my animal that I have a connection with. Anything else that you want to add, Sheldon?
I know it sounds a little bit funny, but like, I don't know whoever has seen, I'm not quoting the movie, but if you guys seen like Avatar, like Way of Water, Amador, Pandora, blue aliens. That kind of reminds me of the scene where you see Jake learning how to ride the Banshee and learning how to get that connection. And every time I think about when someone's like, he's testing me, it reminds me of that scene where it's like, how do you know he's going to choose me? And they always say, oh, he'll try to kill you. It's like the funny scene in that theory, but kind of reminds me of that scene. Like, it's funny how the animals you don't think you're going to bond with are the ones that are going to bond with you. The ones that test you the most you think might hate you. It's kind of funny made me think of that scene. Joseph probably knows what I'm talking about when he's like, with that scene I'm talking about, but it just made me think about that. Like, I always joke with new keepers coming in, letting the hippos. I'm like, that is Sahelu, the bond.
Oh,
And they
yeah.
would joke, I'm like, but seriously, you need to work with a bond with them. You gotta spend time with them.
Yeah, you
And
have to
sometimes
spend
they'll
time
try
with
to kill
any
you for no
animal.
reason. Yes. Yes, they literally try to kill you for no reason, but you bond with them.
Once you bond with them, you're gonna be in good hands with them.
Well, yes, but just like kids, they're gonna test you.
Oh, yeah.
As we know.
But anything else we want to add to any of these subjects that we've talked about this afternoon, evening, whatever you guys, whenever you guys might be listening to this, afternoon, evening, morning, whatever.
Whatever your drive home or ride to
Right?
work, whatever you gotta do.
Whatever you're gonna do, any other comments that you want to add to these subjects?
I think the only thing I have to say is like, if you feel like you're struggling figuring out a career path, whether it's zoology or anywhere, one thing I've been telling people a lot is do something you enjoy doing. No matter what it is, even if it's something you don't think people aren't going to like, if you enjoy doing it and it's legal, do it. Have fun with your day. Like, enjoy it. Because, once you're doing that job that isn't really a job, it's more like a career, the work feels like play, honestly. So keep that in mind.
Right, that is a big thing right there. You don't feel like you're working when you find that job that you enjoy doing.
I mean, sometimes we gotta do jobs we don't enjoy doing, but once you find a job that you enjoy doing, then you hit that like soft spot where it's just an amazing day.
I'm sure we can all relate to that, having that job that we all did not like.
Oh, we all have our star jobs.
Not going down that rabbit hole.
Oh, that's a whole nother story. We'll just call those jobs you appreciate in the end. They teach you some patience, or they
There you
really
go.
teach you some discipline, responsibility.
Yes.
This is it. We all gotta start there. Everyone gotta start there. And if you didn't start there, you're very lucky.
But yes, we thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for your support and tuning in wherever you guys are listening to us, and we hope you guys join us for the next podcast to come. And feel free to reach out to us by calling or texting our number at 407-900-5309 or emailing us at seaworldsplashteam@gmail.com or reaching out to us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat, whichever you guys prefer. Feel free to reach out to us. And from all of us here on the Zookeeper Roadmap Podcast, enjoy the rest of your day, or morning, or evening, or whatever you. Whatever time you listen to this.
And for those who need Spartan's notes, just enjoy yourself. Have a great day, everyone.
We thank you for joining us. And if you guys want any more tips or tricks, or just want to have any questions answered on how to become zookeepers, you can call or text our number. That is 407-900 5309. You can even give us a like on Facebook. That is facebook.com/ Zookeeper Roadmap Podcast. You can even follow us on Instagram. That is Zookeeper_Roadmap @ZRMP_podcast, or you can follow us on Twitter @ZRMP_podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes to stay up to date with tips on how to become zookeepers, and subscribe to us on YouTube. That is youtube.com/ZookeeperRoadmap Podcast. That's all one word. And from all of us here on the Zookeeper Roadmap Podcast team, we thank you for joining us and hope you join us for the next amazing podcast to come. See you guys next time. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more tips and tricks on how to become zookeepers with Joseph and Sheldon. See you guys next time.